Hi everybody, welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, and I'm your host, Pesa Shayo.
And I'm his wife, Whitney.
Yes, at Live Your Best Marriage, we believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling.
You can find us on Facebook on the Live Your Best Marriage page, where we provide encouragement and tips throughout the week. You can also find us on Twitter. He's at Pesa Shayo, and I'm at Whitney Shayo.
Yes, I'm at Pesa Shayo. And on Twitter, we like to talk to people. And so if you have anything you want to tweet us, always we would like to respond to your tweets. Just tweet at Pesa Shayo and
at Whitney Shayo. We love getting feedback and we love responding to comments.
And just as a background, we just want to say that we don't have all the answers in marriage. We've been together for 12 years, but during that time, we've had our ups and downs in marriage. And what we are doing now is just using this as a forum to encourage every couple out there that marriage can be fun, marriage can be awesome, and every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling, but there's also some work that needs to be done.
That's right. So we're just real people giving tips to other real people. And we also like to hear advice from you guys too. Today's episode, we will be talking about which parenting style do you use?
Which parenting style do you use? For the longest time, we thought there was only one parenting style. And we thought that all parents use it, and the only parenting style we thought there was out there was the one we were using.
Which was basically when we have our babies, when they're newborns, we like to hold them as much as we can. If they're crying, we soothe them. I breastfeed and all of that. Come to find out, there's a name for it.
And the name is attachment parenting.
Attachment parenting. Even up to today, we're still homeschooling. And I think I'm pretty sure that still qualifies as attachment parenting too.
Now, from what we've been learning and reading and just exploring, we found that there was another type of parenting called...
I've seen a book called Baby Wise. And it's basically a parent-led schedule in which the baby does not feed on demand. Pretty much that's what we usually do. If the baby's hungry, I just breastfeed. But in this other style, you go according to a pretty strict schedule. At least it looks like to me anyway. And also, there's not a lot of cradling, like holding the baby when the baby's upset. It's mostly, I think they cry themselves to sleep.
We don't want to stereotype any of these parenting styles, but we know for sure that we have used the attachment parenting and it has worked so far with the four kids that we have. The attachment has worked, and usually if the kids cries, somebody is there to pick the kid up, and it's not, and we've had some family members say, hey, the kids will not be independent, but so far they are pretty independent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because the baby that we held the most, she's 10 now. And she has turned out to be our most independent, self-reliant child, which is, I don't know if those two things are connected, but I think it's interesting.
Now, do you guys have any views or opinions about which parenting style is the best? And not so much about the best, because I don't want to have this to be like, my style is better than yours, but what have you found if you are using the parent-wise parenting style? What are the advantages or disadvantages if somebody out there has already tried it?
We would love to hear from you guys. We just, because I think the bottom line is every parent pretty much does what they think is best and what they think needs to be done. And for their individual child, which I think makes sense. I think that's fair. Because I understand that parents who work full-time outside the home have different challenges that we don't have at our house. If you're not always there with the baby, maybe it doesn't make sense to pick them up all the time and get them spoiled, because then when they're at daycare, they might not get as much attention as they're getting at home.
So there are different schools of thought when it comes to that. Because for me, I don't really think you can spoil a child, but I'm the dad, so other people might disagree with me, but definitely I don't really think you can spoil the child, because you are just doing what God made you to do in terms of a child is crying, a child needs you, the child is helpless. So you are getting to the point of, hey, I need to do something to help them and cater for their needs. It's not so much about spoiling. Now, mm-hmm. somebody else might have a different opinion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess when I said the word spoil, that probably wasn't the right word. What I meant was not make the baby get used to that, get used to being held a lot, and then they're not able to self-soothe when they're at their daycare provider. That's kind of what I meant. I don't think spoil was the best term to use, but because I don't think you can spoil a baby that young. But definitely now I know our 2-year-old expects to be carried. She lifts her arms up in the air and it's like, mommy, hold me. But definitely if they're under a year, I don't think they can get spoiled by that.
Yes. And again, I go back to the fact that, hey, if she wants to be carried, she's less than two, she's about 2 years old. As a guy, I really don't see anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Just let her be carried.
Yeah.
Because she'll never be that small again. You know that. Folks, we will take a short break and then we will be right back.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. And again, I'm your host, Pesa Shayo, and I have my wife here.
I'm Whitney Shayo. And just to recap the first part, we were basically having a conversation about the different parenting styles and what has worked for us and what we've enjoyed. And again, we would love to hear feedback from all of you out there. Which parenting style do you use? And which one do you think is the best?
And you know, when we were having this conversation, I remember a friend of mine who, really good friend of mine, and they did something which I did not think was appropriate when it comes to raising their child. Everything was fine and they're having a great relationship with their son, but during the summer, they let the son fly to Texas alone. Now, the son is, to me, I can say, only 6 years old. Again, I say only because he just feels so young. But they needed to go and see their grandparents in Texas. My friend was not able to leave his job. They did not see anything wrong with that. They were really excited. They posted the pictures on Facebook. And to me, it was just a huge shock because I just could not see how a six-year-old little boy would be able to fly across the country, not across the country, several states to Texas. Now, everything worked well. The kid went to Texas. We saw the pictures. He landed fine. Had a great time in Texas with his grandparents, and he was able to fly back alone again. And that, to me, is the difference between parent-wise and
the baby-wise.
I'm sorry, baby-wise and attachment parenting, because I just feel like they're just too young for that trip to happen.
Mm-hmm. For them to fly by themselves.
For them to fly by themselves. I just mm-hmm. felt like going through security, going to the plane and everything, a parent should be there, if possible, a parent or a relative should be there with them, especially if it's their first time.
Yeah, that's definitely not my style.
Now, it has been done many times. It has been done many times. Parents have to make these tough decisions. But for me, is if I can be able to help it and not do it, definitely I won't do it. It's just too much for me.
Mm-hmm. And for me too. I also would prefer to be there with my kiddo. I just think even some of the simple things like reading and finding out where they're supposed to go. And I know they can ask the people who work there, but still, because we have little girls, and so even just the thought of a 6-year-old needing to go to the bathroom at an airport and her parents aren't there, that just kind of freaks me out a little bit. I guess maybe kidnappings and stuff don't happen at airports, but I don't know.
Now, some people might disagree with us, but this is just our point, how we do it, and how we have been comfortable doing it. So, for us, family vacations are not as many because we have to go together. We sometimes have to take road trips instead of flying, or if it's flying, we have to fly the whole family, but we are more comfortable that way compared to letting the kids fly alone to the grandparents while we are just continuing with work.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so, and again, it's, I enjoy that part of working from home because that does allow us to be with the kids more. And it's allowed me to see a lot of really fun things. I get to see my husband not just being the provider, but I get to see him being a dad in action every day, and that's a lot of fun too. So again, if you guys have any feedback for us, we want to hear it. We're gonna take a short break. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey. We are back to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. And again, I'm your host, Pesa Shayo, and I'm with my wife.
I'm Whitney Shayo.
And you can always get hold of us when you go to liveyourbestmarriage.com/blog, or you can also see us on Facebook at Live Your Best Marriage.
And you can also reach us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And I'm at Pesa Shayo.
We would love to hear from you. Just as in regards to what we were talking about earlier, we were speaking about the different parenting styles, and the two that we mentioned, one was from the book called Baby Wise, and then the other one was attachment parenting. And we ourselves, we find we're probably more in the middle anyway, but I think we definitely lean more towards the attached side of the spectrum. And when I'm reading things about it online, I notice that people are saying, you know, some things that are being said just simply aren't true. For example, for the attachment one, I've noticed that some people say that the moms get exhausted because they're constantly breastfeeding their babies. But I don't think that's true. I think that from what I've experienced, I just feed the baby when I think the baby needs to be fed. I don't get overtired from it. I don't get that exhaustion. And then from the other method, I've heard that some moms skippings if it's not the right time in their schedule, or they let the baby cry it out for a really, really long time. But I've seen moms speak up and say, no, that's not true. I would never skip a feeding just because of the schedule. I would never make my baby just lay there for 45 minutes crying it out. So I've heard different things from both sides. But again, we would just love to hear what works for everybody else. And I think my bottom line is everybody just does what works at their house.
Yes, and it seems attachment parenting works for our house. And I've been thinking about it, and it seems like when I say the word attachment, it feels like it's more of the kids are really, quote unquote, attached. They are not independent, but that's not at all what is going on. It's just you're showing love and affection because you believe that's what they need at that age. And I'm sure the parent-wise, they are also showing love in a different way.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've also heard that for the attachment style, the child could end up being really selfish because they're being showered with attention from their parents all the time. Or they might not be independent.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, what I've seen with our kids is I think they have actually learned compassion from it. Because the more compassion we show them, I notice they show it more to their siblings. Yes. And they're more caring, because especially the 9-year-old and the 5-year-old, if they see something going on with the 2-year-old, either she's not happy or she fell down or something, they both rush over to give her a hug or help her with whatever it is she needs.
Yes.
So that's kind of my thought on that. And then I know that with the other method, they want the child to be more independent and self-reliant, you know, based on the fact that they can self-soothe and things like that. So honestly, I'm happy with the results that we've gotten so far. And that's pretty much how it's been for us.
And I just, one more thing I just want to remind our listeners is we are not here to say one type of parenting is better than the other. We just know more about the attachment parenting. We are curious about the parent-wise.
The baby-wise.
Oh, man. I always get confused about that. The baby-wise. But we know parents who do the baby-wise, and their kids are pretty okay. So I think it's what will work for you. If you feel like you are more drawn to the baby wise, more power to you. And if you feel like you are more drawn to the attachment parenting, I wouldn't be against it. I just say, hey, do what you feel drawn to, and don't do a type of parenting that you feel like you don't want to do it, but you feel like you have to do it. I think that's where you have to draw the line, when you feel like, I really don't want to do this. I really don't want to let, quote unquote, the kid cry, but I have to do it because of this is the type of parenting I've chose. I think when you get to that point, you should re-examine the whole issue and see, what am I doing? What should I do differently, so that you're not having that feeling of, ah, man, this is not working out for me. This kid is crying and I really need to go and pick up the kid, but the schedule says I should not. Yeah, something like that.
So anyway, I think I'm definitely, although I haven't read the whole book yet, I haven't read there's an attachment book by Dr. Sears, and then there's the Baby Wise book. I have not read the whole thing of either one, but I definitely plan on doing that. I think that sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Just.
Now, again, if there is also another style of parenting that maybe a hybrid between the two, or a third one, or the fourth one, or a fifth one, hey, just let us know in the comments, because we really would like to explore this subject. So far, this has worked out for us, but you never know if there's another way out there which is better. So we definitely would like to explore this subject in detail, and hopefully maybe next time we can even do another podcast another time where we can actually go back to this subject and go deeper. Again, this is the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, and I'm Pesa.
And I'm Whitney. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. And again, we here at Live Your Best Marriage believe that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling. So until next week, we're looking forward to talking to you.